The scene reminded me of my grandparents' farm. As long as I forgot, there was a water tower overhead and a Walmart across the road. I lingered there for a long time, but finally told myself I ought to go inside. Walking toward the elevator, I saw the woman who had taken one look at my mom and presumed correctly that she was in town for the Daniel O'Donnell concert. She was sitting on a bench by herself. We were friendly, but I felt flushed with inner shame. She had been beaming with joy when the spotlight turned upon her mother-in-law and Daniel O'Donnell made the announcement that they were there to celebrate a birthday. The contrast between their happiness and my frustration made me wish I hadn't let myself get so rattled and just enjoyed the evening. I told her, laughing, "When he had your mother-in-law stand up, we were like, 'We know her!'" She smiled. "That was really special. I'm so glad she got to come." More shame on me. I asked another question, maybe protecting myself from having to skirt around an honest answer about how our time had gone. "Are you heading back home today?" This brought on a very unexpected sigh of exasperation. Her countenance changed completely, and she launched into a diatribe that sounded something like this. "Yes, I'm all packed and ready with my stuff, but she has a routine, and she brought all kinds of crap with her, and she's a hoarder, and I don't know how we're ever going to get on the road. I just had to walk out of the room. She does this. This is why none of her kids will take her places. I'm the only one that will. I mean, she has so much stuff. It's not like this is a 2-week vacation. It's 3 days, not even 3 days. And she has all these bags, and I hate to tie up the luggage cart, but I finally just left it up there because I couldn't take watching anymore. And I'm ready to get on the road, and I'm the one that's driving, and here I am sitting down here in the lobby, waiting, while she's up there drinking prune juice. And I know it's going to give her diarrhea, and she knows it too, and I told her not to take it today, but she says, 'I always take it.' And I know that's her thing, there's no arguing with her routine, but I mean, why would you drink prune juice if you're worried about having to go to the bathroom a bunch when we get on the road? And she's going to be all stressed to find an exit, but I'm the one who's going to have to find a place to pull over and have the stress of getting her in and out of the car with her walker. And so I told her, 'It's just one day, don't take the prune juice today, or at least wait until you get home.' But of course she wouldn't listen because she won't change her routine. She said, 'Well, I've got Pepto-Bismol, I can take that if I get diarrhea from the prune juice.' But I looked at the bottle and it said it expired in 2008. 2008! That's 14 years ago! She's a total hoarder. She's a total hoarder, and when I suggested she get a new bottle because Walmart is right across the road, she had this whole explanation about how the Pepto-Bismol in that bottle wasn't really the 2008 Pepto-Bismol. She said she had kept the old bottle and cleaned it out because she uses it for travel. But she never goes anywhere. Her kids won't take her anyplace. I'm the only one who will. So I tried to tell her, 'How can you even tell what year it's from if it's in a different bottle?' But then I just had to leave. I told her checkout's at 11, but I don't think there's any way we're going to make it out of here by then. And I'm so glad she could come, and I could tell last night meant so much to her, but this is what she does, and it just drives me nuts. And I called my husband and told him she's doing it again, and I knew she would, and he said he told me she would do it, but I wanted her to get to come, and I'm so glad she did, but oh, it just drives me crazy." I don't think she ended there, but I was laughing so hard I couldn't retain it all. Suddenly, I felt a little less weary. Yes, she had that spotlight moment that meant so much, when the whole crowd celebrated and honored her mother-in-law. But she also had those moments that were more like a prune juice and Pepto-Bismol concoction, with no exit ramp in sight, having no idea of an expiration date.